Is there really such a thing as an unextraordinary life? This is Marie Shute, the General Manager of Marketing and Communications at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. Today, I want to chat about the latest film in the Filmstreams Weekend Essentials series, Jean Dielman, 23, Quai des Commerces, 1080 Brussels. This 1975 classic, directed by a then 25-year-old Chantal Akerman, stars Delphine Seyrig as the titular Jean Dielman, a widow who lives a quiet, unassuming life alongside her teenage son. This film puts the carefully choreographed dance of domesticity on full display. Silently, Jean goes about her tasks, opening windows, folding laundry, straightening her bedding, bathing. Through the simple, straightforward cinematography, we witness the routine of a woman who leads a seemingly inconsequential life. But is any life inconsequential? It's her reality, and in a film that feels like a voyeur's dream, we watch her days unfold. What makes Akerman's film singular is its unparalleled intimacy. There are no dramatic smash cuts or transitions between scenes. For the most part, inner thoughts remain unspoken, tucked away behind cast-down eyes. We appear as the camera, standing behind her in the line at the bank, sitting at the table with her while she dines. She flits between rooms, leaving us for a moment, then rejoining us to complete her next task. The director's dedication to showing tasks in real time is revealed within the 3.5-hour runtime of this film. Every bite of soup is savored, every ounce of water drained from a cup. The groceries are unpacked and put away piece by piece. But even after spending so much time alone with Jean, in her silence and solitude, do we really know her? And even more interesting to ponder, do we really know anyone? There are no soaring melodies to give us inner glimpses of this woman's thoughts or feelings. Underscoring this film are the sounds of everyday living. The sink water runs, the light switch clicks, the door opens and closes. A kiss quietly lands on a cheek. On occasion, a soft guitar is strummed gently in the background. And for all that action-packed films are today, displaying the marvels of CGI and creative non-linear structure, this film is unique in its straightforward simplicity. Jean simply is, and for a few hours, we get to simply be with her. For film fans who crave a unique cinematic experience, this film is a must-see, and there is definitely a reason that it is a part of the Criterion Collection. Jean Dielman at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater this Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. To learn more, visit filmstreams.org. This is Marie Shute with Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO Arts Today.